It kicks in, Greg, on the 1st of January. And the good news is that while there's a small cutback in relation to the amount of funds available under the Common Agricultural Policy, the cutback is minimal, and the amount that is absolutely guaranteed between 2014 and 2020 is 11 billion euro. So we have a seven-year guarantee that 11 billion euro will find its way directly into the hands of Irish farmers.
It's the job of work now, not though, to ensure that this is administered as simply and as quickly as possible so it filters down to those who need it.
You have absolutely put your finger on it in terms of my only remaining concern, and that is there are estimates that the administration attached to the implementation of the Common Agricultural Policy in Ireland to administer that on an annual basis is going to cost 5% of the national envelopes, and that is 75 million annually. Now, this is money which, in my opinion, should go directly by way of support to farmers. And we were guaranteed that there would be a minimal amount of red tape. You know, the Common Agricultural Policy is designed to support farmers to ensure food security for the growing population, and every action possible needs to be taken to ensure that we reduce bureaucracy. So 75 million per annum to administer the scheme, to me, is something that's totally unacceptable. And I've written to Simon Coveney and said, look, do a forensic examination in relation to the people who are on the front line administering these funds and ensure that the money that's going into bureaucracy, going into administering the scheme, that finds its way, or the bulk of it. There has to be, of course, an administration cost, but 75 million to me is unconscionable.